Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's a song, Yagabashi. Eternity Gospel Group. Beautiful sounds indeed. I trust the Father is doing you well. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. It's happening throughout up to the hour 7. And this is Sunday Live. My name is Ray. And we are together throughout up to the hour. And of course, beautiful songs that I'm bringing in store for you. And I want to start with this one by L. DeBarge. It's a beautiful song. I think you will enjoy it. And, of course, I will be joined also by Jablan Dominic Sipopoulos and also Pastor Mota. They will join me and we will take the show even further. I trust that the Father will do you good. I trust that He will do you good so much. Now, here's a song that we can start with. And to all those who say, hey, I experienced quite a lot of trouble in my life. And I need the guidance of His word. He's a word, He's a lamp unto our feet, and He guides us at all times. This one, he used to be with the group Shalamam. And really, they had been good, quite well. Chabu, Sabon.
Hey, my friend.
Kunjan Gotalapo.
Die, Shapila Lakod.
I say appeal and artimans, nobody clap by a tear win and jello.
I say, say bonge.
Yeah, yeah.
I say bonge and there's any right to support people. I think I got it.
Look, man, I want to say to you that we actually have been anticipating the 1st and the 2nd of March. This is the coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We're inviting people to come join us in Kangala there. It's just going to be nice. We call it a convocation of Thanksgiving. I will be with Jablan Dominic there. And then, of course, all the saints from all over South Africa will be there. Please come, one. Come all.
Indeed. Come, everyone. You will not regret.
Yeah.
Sipo, Wambanja. Going to be wonderful.
And I also have Usipo. Sabambile Sipo.
Yes, in foundation jane kodwa.
Ngiyaphila ngibuze kuwe Bruaka.
Tyanko, Tyanko, asibingelele balale le makhasi, bingelele mfuthu jobe Dominic mfundisi umotha, nawe mfundisi taleyi.
Kusaphileka kodwa lapho.
Ah, kuphileka mnandi baba, bantwana, umama ekhaya sonke ngomsa wenkosi siphilile tata.
Hayi makujabulela baba, akunankinga sibali. Yabona makujabule labo, hayi, you are number one. You are the greatest.
Ah, wasibonge mfoka popo zani balaleli.
Yimi ke loyo. Abantu abangaziyo bangibiza njalo. Yimi popo. Yeah, yimi ke loyo. And then of course we will be joined also by umfundisi Umotha. And I'm just trying to connect with him. Ngibone ukuthi ukhona na umfundisi Umotha. Mhlambe usayodlala igalufu. Ngoba kuyenzeka
phela.
Ngesikhinde simhlophe qhwa qhwe qhwe qhwe. Yeah, usayodlala igalofu manje asisakwazi ukuthi sithintane naye. So I'm trying to get hold of him. Umfundisi Umotha sibone ukuthi konke kuyanjani. Otherwise, ngithembe ukuthi wena uright mara uright siphone.
Hayi konke kuza kahle umfundisi, kuhamba kahle, yonke into ikahle umfundisi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think connect umfundisi Umotha. Sawubona Mrut.
Hey, greetings, my brother. How are you?
Ngiyaphila kunjani kodwa lapho?
Ah, siyaphila nathi mfundisi wami, siphila ngomusa, siyabingelela, sibingelela nakumfundisi uSipho, nakumfundisi uJabulane, kanye nabalaleli emakhaya.
Yabona mina Motha ngimdala kunawe, ungabe ungibingelela uhambe estradeni. Mina
mfundisi,
ngimdala mina. We Motha.
Wena mfundisi wami.
Ngimdala mina phela.
Eh umdala impela.
Ngabungikelele uhambe estradeni.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hold on a bit. I'll welcome you. I just want to play a song. Maru right Mruti.
Ngomus Mruti wami hayi. Yes, yaphila kakhulu.
Kusaphileka kamnandi.
Hayi saphileka kamnandi uJesu inkosi mfundisi wami usigcinile uNkulunkulu unathi.
All right. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu. Ngeyi 1 zaka March nangithu. Angazi motho mhlawumbe ungafika Saturday ngoba ufiki ngeyi 26, mara ungafika Saturday ne group yakho. Siyenze I convocation of Thanksgiving laphaya enkangala. Hey, madod. Zabe kumnandi.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Beautiful song there, El Dibaj. You know he's from Shalamar, and please go and check the word Shalamar, what does it mean? And you will be surprised. Nevertheless, and as I've greeted our guests tonight, we are touching base. Oh, so sugile straten mo tamusa ngithi nemngani wami.
Hayi no ngimsekhethi mngani wami. Bengenomfundisi inkosi lapha wasevile Elisa bengisavalisele yena. Bengibona ngiyikho.
Hayi kuhle siyabonga. So, Mara, it's amazing. I think when we talk about discernment, this would come quite clearly. Uthi ukhuluma nomuntu bese uNkulunkulu akukhombe umuntu lo ukuthi wenzani ngaleso sikhathi leso. Akakhomba amahlazo uNkulunkulu uyakukhomba lo
ukuthi
usestradeni awumdisturb kancane. Phela ukuthi kunini ngimtshela ukuthi sekuyisikhathi, kunini ngimkhumbuza ukuthi sekuyisikhathi.
Elo postpone postpone no akem expose.
Okay. Lo ngimtshelile ngabo quarter 2 ukuthi sekuyisikhathi, ngimtshele futhi nangabo 25 ukuthi sekuyisikhathi. Hayi wahlala wacoca nenye inceku akayitshela ukuthi enceku ima kancane phela ngoba hey manje phela sekuyisikhathi sikaNkulunkulu ufuna ngikhulume nepublic yonke. Yaba elimisa tey ay ithingu kuphelekeze mase uphelekeza manje uyayibona 85 pass sakhala izincingo. Yabona zakhala izincingo umuntu lesikhathi setradeni uyahambele estradeni lebenu eh manje
manje umuntu osefana gage ngekungafanele
nakho ke so uyakhefuza ke manje uyezwa ukuthi hayi manje seka umarathon ugijima ismarathon ke manje ufana nalo yamfana okwanhlapho wesikhindi esilhlaza lo yawa ma gate locks hey madodza sokuyagijinywa manje kosi yami kodwa siyabonga ukuthi ipha appointment yona uyi honorishile nceku uyi honorishile mhlekazi ngiyabonga
mhlekazi siyabonga ukukhonisa nokuba late kodwa siyabonga
bakho hayo now awukho late mngani wami awukho late jade uNkulunkulu unosikhomba sometimes with hey aboni ukuthi umuntu ukhefuzelela ngakuphi yabona.
Yeah.
This is yahlola sithi okay. Hayi no, hayi siyabonga. Siyabonga.
And namhlanje wathi ba ungihlola wavela ngifaka live azange ukutshumi
nje game. Nayo ngindaba ehe na. Eh kuthi no hayi ayikho into esey negotiator la.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we are talking about spiritual radiance. In these days, I'm asking myself, if people are looking at your light, what do they see? If people are looking at the light that you say you have, the wokeness that you claim, what do they see? If people are looking at you and you are saying you are walking in the light, what kind of light do they see you walking in? And what is it that they take note of, which is beamed by that light? Not dimmed, beamed, you know, which is highlighted by that light. And sometimes as believers, we tend to actually ignore this, but we have been called to radiate Christ. Not even your ministry. Not even your gift or your profession or your company. No. He says you are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Doesn't say you are the light in your profession. It says you, since it dwells in you, you have become that light. And we are talking about that radiance. When is it dim? When is it bright? What makes it dim? What makes it bright? Kumbulo munye mngani wami ukhuluma isuthu lesana sase north mfundisi Motha isikhona esinye isuthu sase north athi ya athi kushuthi mawujikajika ngendaba athi kuwe usikantiya ka di dim bright dim bright dim bright usikantiya ka di dim bright munna ngobulele munna re gukwe ngobulele munna re gukwe ya usikantiya ka di dim bright usikantiya ungangishaya ngama dim bright khuluma indaba uvele obala now we're looking into that and we are asking ourselves this question, man. What are we radiating? Some of us, we are radiating. You're radiating your profession, man, but not Christ. Even if it is Christ who has put you there, and everyone is happy about that, but you're radiating your profession, not Christ. And that's why it's very easy to be bought. And you can be bought easily from Christ because what you radiate is not him, it's your profession. Some people radiate their talents, their skills, their fame. They radiate their fame.
Yeah.
The people who radiate their fame. Man, I've worked with people here, Sipo. Sebenze nabantu in this field who are very famous. Mm. Some of my friends, Munna, they are so famous that even when he goes on a mall, umuntu knows am jampela, am kabuza. One time I'm seated at a civic center in Gugubi, Lapayana. I think it's a PE, Kabeha. And this girl comes running and he runs to my friend and he kisses him. Like nobody's business. And I said, hey, Munna, you are famous. And this guy says, but Ray, you are more known than me. Mara amantombazana kichimela yena yamqatshuza. And I said, but what kind of light are you radiating when? You're radiating your fame. People see a person that they celebrate, a celebrity. But mina ngangena enkonzweni yangakini ngihlale phansi unless someone exposes me ngize ngiphume ubathuka bazolona ngithulele nje. I do that much of the time. I went into men on track service and then I sat down. No one could notice it's me until they started to phone, are you still coming? I said no, I've been in the auditorium for quite some time now. And they started announcing, yo, Pastor Reyes, yeah. But when people were looking at me, they were seeing their brother. Even without that announcement, they just saw a fellow brother, a common man. Usipuke weza lazo funu Pastor Reyes, but ilo yo washimote le payana.
Hey, I'll never forget that.
And who? Yeah, no. Who do we radiate?
My God.
And the things that you write on your social statuses, who do you radiate? You know, do you radiate your emotions, your feelings, your anger, your despotisms, things that you are well disposed at, and things that you hate, your racism? Who do you radiate? When people look at you, who do they see? That's a challenge tonight. It doesn't go to you. It goes to me also. Who do we radiate? Uma uthatha ifone ufone ethi ngifonele lo msakazo lo. And then ubhala lapha yana uthi hey Ray, you are the best. Who are you radiating? Because that's a spirit of pride. Who are you radiating? If umfundisi bakuphathela amanzi motha bakuphathele ne straw sokuphuza lawo manzi baphathe nendwangu le uma uceda uphuza nge straw bakuthinta la emlonyeni ngayo bayakusula. Ngisula ilo sisi wezinziphe ezinde lezena ezamakhalakhala namabhlomu zinamabhlomu nani nani owe tattoo entanyeni owe cici elimini.
Apho uyakhuluma yena uyokuyakubambabambatha ngale ya.
Yeah. Yeah. And we are Shumayela. Who do you radiate? Yeah, no, when you go with these five bodyguards.
Hey, Mvonde Swami, there was somebody who sent me a video of somebody very, very well known. Mvonde said, Nuyangazi uthi ngiyamazi. And what you have just said, what we are talking about now, beba menza njalo, ngapho uyabhizi, uyaphuza amanzi, uyashumayela. Kuna le nsizwe lokho egijima emva kwakhe ngetawul. And then he was asking me, ukuthi Mfundisi, but is this really godly? Is it really this in line with the word of God? Because people bayabuka laphana ukuthi senzani. More especially, when you call yourself as a child of God, as a child of the light, because the Bible says that we are the children of the light. So when people look at us, they should see the light. But now when they start to see things that we are now radiating ourselves, it's more about and kuze kube kuthiwa kuyenzeka ngabe baze bamthwale bayombeka lapha phambili azokhuluma. But now the man Christ himself that we say we are radiating was so a humble man, and ubengathanda ukuphakamisa ukuphakanyiswa, but ubethanda ukuseva abanye abantu. So now I find it very contradicting that if we are saying that we are the followers of him, but now we want ukuthi abantu baphaka mese thina instead ukuba thina siserve bona, then we are misrepresenting the one that we say we are representing. But because the one that we are representing in fact is a very loving and very very humble man osithobayo and ongabukela abanye abantu phansi and who goes actually to those that people look down on and goes in with respect with nangothando. He does not walk over them.
I hear you quite well. I want to put some verses in what we are talking about. Because people would say, okay, mphe verse, kinyakobona verse yanto ibolelang. Kinyakoyebona. Right. The light that is seen in us. In Job 11 verse 17 it says, and your light would be brighter than noonday. Though you were dark, you would be like morning. In other words, here it places and says, the light that is in Job's life will be a testimony to many people. Even though at some stage, Job's life was as dark as night, people will see the transformation that has been brought on by the Father, because the light in him will be as bright as the morning. In other words, this light will testify about what formerly was and what has become. And I wonder with us if there is any such a light that we can say we radiate. Who do you radiate? When I sit here behind these mics on these many, many computers here and screens in this marvelous big studio, when I sit here, alone as I am now, who do I radiate? And when people listen to the show and after the show, would they say, we glorify the Father because we have heard him speaking. Oh, wow, Ray's show was nice. Who did we radiate? What was Ray radiating there? Only his light. He just came here and had a good show. Stats are happy and all those things except for the father, the owner of everything. That your light would be like the morning. Even though you were dark, it would be brighter than noonday. And this is the light of salvation. When people look at Job, they saw salvation. Because they know his stature, his former stature. They've seen his former stature. And with us, what do we say? When you look at Psalms 34 verses 5, they looked to him and were rent, and their faces were not ashamed. Absolutely. They looked on Christ and he shone upon them. And all forms of shame was no more. Now they were made whole. No more defects of sin and spots of iniquity. Because they were fixing their eyes on Christ and they beamed him to everyone who was looking at them. And everyone could see how these have been made holy. They started to see holiness in the lives of these who were beholding Christ. Do they see holiness when they look at us? Since we claim to be looking at Christ. Yes, there are people who have these on their mission statements, looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfect of our salvation. Ngikambe phuma lapho, Nkosi yami.
Yo.
Hey. Ngikambe phuma lapho. Idlubhedu. And now when you also look into Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verses 1, who is like a wise man? Who is like a wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? Some others translation says the interpretation of a matter. A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the sternness of his face is changed. Who do they see? They see the wisdom of Christ in you. When you speak, they see that wisdom of Christ in you. Who do they see? When they listen to you, they were listening to Christ as a young boy, and they were startled, surprised, taken aback. How could this young boy speak such wisdom and with such authority? He grows with that. When he speaks such wisdom, commanding wisdom. They say, with such authority. Tina. Ngapi brukuling pinchile ngapa angkosyam. Angkia pefumula wat pefumula ngapa ni lusumaya pumi sumaya ngapa u petis ito sa kaban tabanige li u funuk ba trap o ba chelo gute. Hey abantu mje umabalalela nje bezwa wena abamuzi uNkulunkulu. And the wisdom of Christ is not even heard. The wisdom of the Father, which is Christ, is not even heard. When the people look at your light, do they see the wisdom of the Father? Christ himself. When you speak, and you are able to bring such meaning and interpretations into the things of the world, and you are able to guide many people who are caught up in darkness. And as with Gewena, Utini Gengalulu Daba.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli letu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela gospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082 657 2729.
Kom vra jou vrae, kom deel jou kwellings, kom ervaar die lewe op 657 AM.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Message of life on 657 AM. We trust the Father is doing it good and is really gracing you with peace and favor in an amazing way. And here we are talking about our radiance, spiritual radiance, our radiance, the radiance which should be seen in us, visible in us, our radiancy. You can also talk at it in that manner. Let me start with you, Chabu. When people look at us, do they see the radiance of salvation? Because Psalm 34:5 says they looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. That's salvation and forgiveness of sin. Everything that had brought shame has been removed, done away with. Or say I'm a submarine in daughter, eh? Say I'm a submarine. Uvela ngalelo langa la kukhonzwa ngalo. Bese mawuye emsebenzini professional and all those things, I mfethu yazi just joyelele ushayela ibhiya. Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. Ngibingelela abafundisi, umfundisi Sipho, umfundisi Motha, nabalaleli bonke ngegama lika uShaka Mashiya.
Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu for leli thuba leli about spiritual radiance. A great topic indeed that is going to enlighten us as believers. So you are asking a question if we are submarines or we really also really like show forth this radiance that we are talking about. So I would agree that at some point we are submarines because of the fact that we only maybe have a perception that to radiate the light or the glory of the Father is only in our midst. And in our midst, I mean in our circle of fellowships, like, you know, most the brethren that you go together with the church or in a home cell or wherever, that's when you're supposed to really wear the mask of being a believer, being a child of God. But if we can see you where you work, we will see a totally different person. If we were to see you at home with your family, addressing your wife, addressing your husband, we will see a different person from the one that we saw at church or maybe at a home cell. You know, we will ask ourselves, who is this person now? Because of the question we're asking, that are we submarines, you know? But otherwise, the will of the Father is for us to radiate His presence, His glory, you know, to radiate His word at all times, in secret, in public. That's why He says, Yahusha HaMashiach, you know, the one who is not ashamed of me, you know, like in public, I will not be ashamed of Him before the Father or even in public. So it matters to really shine the glory of the Father at all cost and at all times and in the midst of all people. Don't have a circle where you feel you must wear the mask of being a believer. But when you are doing your deals as an entrepreneur or maybe as a business person, you do them the ways of the world. You bribe, you know, you sleep around. You do the things of the world so that you can get the deals, and you come back to church and you glorify the Father. You even tithe, you even give, you know, but you know deep within your heart that the way that you've conducted your business does not radiate the glory of the Father. So spiritual radiance is when His light shine. As you were quoting Psalm 34:5, that those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. So that's how we radiate His light. That's how we radiate His glory, by looking up to Him. In the midst of that deal that I was talking about for a business person, you look up to Him. You don't look up to what is required of you by the politicians. You don't look what is required of you by the manager or by whosoever who is challenging you to really compromise you being a child of God. You don't look up to that. even if it's going to cost you your position, it's going to cost you your role, it's going to cost you your life. Mm. You look up to the Father, because when you look up to Him, you radiate. We are Kanya. So it means even there, in the midst of that deal, when you look up to Him, we are Kanya. Bayomangala abantu, uyomangala wena abantu, baphandleka so. Kade bethi deal bazoyinikeza their comrade, jiggy jiggy, who decided wonke umuntu ukuthi deal must come to, because baphandlekile because of the light that is shining upon you.
Hey, Matthew.
Not you compromising, but standing for being a child of God.
Mm.
So let us not be submarines, you know, who only radiate at certain cycles, certain times, but in our secret places, then we live different lifestyles. Let us shine the light of God and, you know, like be in His presence at all times, regardless of what is kupi, sinobani, marukanya wake makanyo bantwini. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you with favor in a mighty way. And of course, we are together till the hour 7. This is Sunday Live, man. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Jabulani Dominic, and I'm hanging out with Pastor Mto Muta, and also Sipho Paulo Sihadebe. Ah, indoda, yamadoda. We are touching this very issue of spiritual radiancy. Spiritual radiancy. And when we talk about radiance, our light, what do people see and whom do we radiate? Like the moon will always radiate the sun. What about us? What about us? Who do we radiate? And that is the question that comes to mind. Now, when you look in Job, I'm going back to Job, chapter 11, verse 17, it says, and your life would be brighter, your life would be brighter than noonday. Though you were dark, you'd be like the morning. And I'm bringing it to you, Sipho, because of the testimony you bear. There was a time when it was dark. There was a time when there was sickness. There was a time when people were not seeing the future. And today, your life is like noonday, brighter than noonday. And your light is like the morning, even though you were dark at some stage. Who do we radiate? What does it mean? Who do we radiate, Sipho?
Well, Mfundis, what a topic, and we thank God for this opportunity to cloud in your wind back and to learn from all of us, Mfundis, and we thank God for this topic. And indeed, it's a humbling topic today. But we, as children of God, we have to radiate Christ as being the blessed hope of glory that we had.
Yeah.
And indeed, Mfundis, when Jesus came into my life in 1998, definitely there was a tremendous change in my life. When I look back, Angel and Kulinga is told from this. I am in Sanabatum, they taught school. But when I look now and see my mom and look my life, I'm now radiating Christ in me. In other words, people can see Christ in my life. I thank God, John chapter 8, verse 12, out to Jesus. When we follow Christ being the light, definitely we reflect the light that is in Christ. And Mfundisi, it is true, Guti, when people they see my life today, it's humbling, Mfundisi, when people in Kenya and town, is that your house?
Yes.
God in you. We thought to go to Yazala, carrying the Bible, and preach from that school into that school. And people, they think, want to be a cooler like that. But look what the Lord has done. It's not me who said that, but people saying that. It shows on this beauty. People now, there's a light that they see. And that's what we should reflect to people. There's a radiance that they see. In other words, I reflect Christ because they've seen me from the humbling beginning. They've seen Fundis in Tanya Lukshin, Bangbon and Gulu Lukshin, Bangbon in Shala 10 years, 10 years, Nasabes, ngivuke ekuseni shumayele ivangeli, ngibuye ngihlale ekhaya, ngibuye ngakusasa ngishone ngilesa stole. That humbling beginning, it was not easy, but I thank God ukuthi Christ was connecting me, my life to him. Uyabona into uma izokhanya mfundisi, there must be connectivity. So it means Christ was crushing and breaking everything ezothi I in me, then ekhando kwakhe phakathi kimi. Yingakho mfundisi kubalulekile sikuveze kubalaleli lokuthi uma uJesu engena kithi, he becomes the light. And what we know ukuthi light, it gives energy. In other words, energy is an ability to do work. What we see on people's life, it is the power of God at work. When people, they see my life now, even fundis non with character, ngingizimangalele nje abantu babone bangidelela ngithi yaza babangazi kahle ngalesikhathi ngabe bafike ngakasindisi babudala ngamsolva lo kuthela ukuthi umoya ongcwele uyangikhumbuza uThipho, that's an old fire. Kuyakukhombisa ukuthi uJesu sewenzile umsebenzi. Ngamanye amazwi, I can see the power of God in my life, that is brought by this energy. And okwesibili okuletha ukukhanya mfundisi, it drives away darkness. Remember, darkness and light cannot share one room. So when Christ comes to us as believers, we're still in darkness. But when the light comes in, the darkness must be driven away. Yingakho akumelanga babone le mkhuba emdala. Mfundisi, ngangitshontsha mina. Ngangitshontsha amathoya, amabhayisikili, ngitshontsha amabhola. Inyaba mangalela abantu bashiyela izinto emdlapa, ngibathozisele ngithi, that's when I could see that darkness has been driven away. And we start to bring a light. Life reveals from this. Kunezinto zobumnyama ezingabonakala njengomona nokuthakatha ungafisela abantu izinto ezinhle. Ukuba phakathi kumuntu, but when the light comes in, it reveals. In other words, when we have to radiate ukukhanya kaJesu empilweni yethu, this thing yomona nokufisela abantu izinto ezimbi neenga nokubabhitha nokukhuluma lento bakade usho umfundisi ukuthi hey, ungamangala uma ungahlangana nami phakathi neviki, angibathuka abantu, hey, ngiqala into yenkamba ngapha ka-A gcina ka-Z. Bantu bangihamba indlela yonke nje ngihlamanye amasayini obonayo ukuthi asho umuntu okholwayo, kodwa imoto ibhaliwe la ukuthi Jesus is the way, kodwa amasayini owakhipha ngezandla emoyeni. Uyabona ukuthi we are no longer radiating what has been written behind our cars, behind what we claim and claim what we are to people. Remember, mfundisi, ngiyakuthanda lokushilo isho isaqala ukuthi sometimes there is no need, mfundisi, to act so highly to people. Sesiphathelwa amabhayibheli, sesiphathelwa amanzi, sesulwa ngamathawula. Ngoba yizo lezi zinto ezibonisa abantu kuba ngathi manje siphakeme. Kuba khona ukuthi umsulu umuntu uyambona yashumayela ubhizi ayo lokho angikubona, kodwa akunankingi. Kodwa khona lokuthi umuntu aza kuforce uyabona ukuthi ufuna ukuhlonisha, uvulelwe imoto, uyahlala lapha, kumele shaye i-guard of honor from a gate team, uyangena esontweni, siyalilizela, uyongena ekulpi. Hayi mfundisi, asaradiate uKristu lapho. Sesiphakeme, was status figures. In other words, it's indirectly proportional, is on opposite to what Christ is. And then ngishaya kakhulu ngoJesu mfundisi ukuthi he was great enguNkulunkulu among kubafundi bakhe, but it was not easy for other people to identify. Maba babheka bonke babefana. That is why it was so difficult even for the enemy ukumbona ukuthi who is Jesus among them. You know why? He was so humbled.
Absolutely.
That is why we must reflect Christ. Angisho ukubathandekayo was so judgmental, but let us do introspection. Lezi zinto esizifuna kubantu ezi-highly for them. Ukuthi ngivakashele wena Ray, angiphuza amanzi. Ngiyawaphuza kama ngithi mfundisi. Mina sengivulela umnyango. Angithi ngiyayivulela umnyango kama. Zonke lezi zinto fanele babangibingelela. Glory to God, man of God, bishop. Mfundisi, igama lami nguSipho. Uma ungibize ngalas enough. Ngoba lo kwenza ukuthi abantu ngibe highly to them. Then we are no longer glorifying Christ. But kunalokho uthi uJesu, sengiceda ngaleli verse, Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, kanjalo makhanya ukukhanya kwenu phambi kwabantu, hayi ukukhanya kwaNkulu kwethu phambi kwabantu, ukuba babone ini imisebenzi emihle bese badumisa uNkulunkulu. Ngamanye amazwi futhi, when people they say hey, siphi uNkulunkulu wakho, hayi no ngiyamvuma. Lokho kimi kusigqwalisa leli vesi ukuthi bayibonile imisebenzi and badumisa abantu uNkulunkulu.
Yes.
Ake simdumiseni uNkulunkulu konke sikwenzayo.
lezinto esizenzayo kubantu kusithakaleni asizenzeni ukuze badumise uNkulunkulu. Ake shiya ama camera masiyonikela. Ake sisusa abantu ba Facebook pages ngoba sinikele inkosi yami ngeroof nangesuti nabantu befolisile sibeke imisvage. Khiphani lezo zinto as reflect as radiate uChrist siveza thina.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sipho. I really appreciate. We trust the Father is doing you good and is also gracing you with favor in a mighty way. We are together till 7, Sunday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray, hanging out with Pastor Mota Mko, and then also Chablan Temanik, my brother and friend, and of course also Sipho Paulo, servant of the Most High. We are together up to the hour 7, and of course we are talking about radiating Christ. How do we radiate Christ these days? Do we know how? Do we speak much often about this? Or we speak quite less about this? And I've seen people who represent their churches, but not Christ. People who represent their own churches, but not Christ. Umuntu azibize ukuthi yena Luther. Azibize ukuthi yena Faith. Baptist. Azibize yonke lento le. With except ukuthi ungumntana kaNkulunkulu osindisiwe. And this has gone on and on and on, and has culminated into some sort of no longer radiating Christ, but radiating a denomination or a particular point of view in theology. And this is quite sad, because the word is telling us the opposite of what we see mainly at these times. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Send us a voice note also, 657-2729. Otherwise, you can also give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Mfundisi Mota, I'm looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 1. Who is like a wise man and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the sternness of his face is changed. And we know that our wisdom is actually Christ, because Christ is the wisdom of the Most High, Yahuwah. And now, if he is in us, and we have the mind of Christ, what we speak should radiate Christ and his wisdom, not the wisdom of any other school of thought or way of thinking or philosophy. But today, mawukhuluma nomuntu ezwa ukuthi lo hayi umsiyoni lo hayi umbaptist lo makacula uyamuzwa ukuthi Moses mama yazathi lo uhamba nabo Bratom lo man hey bonus mot ay uKrista kaveli man kuvela ezinye ithombe man. Mfundisi.
Hey. Mfundisi wami ene kufanele ukuthi kuvele yena.
Hey madoda.
Sinciphe thina.
Khoka.
Kungaveli thina noma kuphakame thina, kodwa ke yithina masinciphe kuvele yena, because he is the wisdom of God. Christ is the wisdom. And when he is actually in your life, that's why he says the wisdom will shine on your face. Abantu mabethi uma bekulalele bezwe ukuthi Christ is speaking through you, and baglorify uNkulunkulu ngezinto oyikhulumayo. And people should say ukuthi, you know, there's so much wisdom of God in that man, because they can see ukuthi when you speak in a position that not you are speaking on yourself, but you are actually radiating Christ himself. Ukuthi makuvele yena, makugqame yena, kungabe ukuthi ufuna ukuthatha the ribongo. Let us go uthi la ufunde khona mfundisi, let a man who's got this interpretation. We look at Joseph when he was interpreting amaphupho kuFaro. UFaro wazi wamangala wathi singamthathaphi.
Hey.
umuntu onomoya kaNkulunkulu kanje because they have seen something ukuthi this man as is able to interpret to have an understanding and a knowledge to give a guidance and a wisdom ukuthi this is what must be done. They could see ukuthi this man was not talking for himself ukuthi mina I'm the Hebrew of the Hebrews so nginikeza lokuhlakanipha lokho, but they could see ukuthi there is a spirit of God that is in this man. In other words, if the spirit of God was not in him, he was not going to be able to utter these words that he's speaking right now. So we should radiate mfundisi ukukhanya kwethu kubonakale ukuba kuKristu himself because he is the light.
Yeah.
And add to Isaiah in chapter 60 verse 1 it says that arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. In other words, logo kanya magukanye ngoba sekufika uChrist, and when we look at you, simone uChrist. How do we see him? We see him by the love that you have with other people. We see him with the wisdom that you have when you have to resolve some issues during conflict, whether kusemsebenzini, whether it is in your personal life, but the way you handle yourself when you are dealing with conflicting issues, it says a lot about Christ, that actually this man, he is indeed the man of God. Because when you handle things, bonakala uthando, bonakala compassion, bonakala the empathy, even when you feel like you go take on, lava and lava, they go, omunye umuntu azabuka eceleni ukuthi hey, they were taking advantage of him. But when I born logo as an over an advantage, but you see an opportunity that Angemvezu Christ lost under, so that these people can come into the light. In other words, the only thing as a good abantu basondele kuwe is the light of Christ. Your turn. I want to say, you know, somebody was sharing today as an example, because like I once came to visit you, my brother. I was coming from work directly, and when I arrived, I was still in my uniform, work uniform.
Yeah.
So today was somebody was sharing and saying, yes, when Mfundis, the day you came to see us, when you were in uniform, little did we know, the people who were around us decided to run away because they saw you in uniform and you were standing out talking on the phone. So what they say, they saw a soldier, they saw somebody, and because they knew Uguti abamanga kahle in terms of the law, and then they had to run away. But we should be the one when people see us, they should see Christ in us. In other words, even if no manga bektua umuntu ubesenkingeni, but when he sees you, abe noguti, I am pulled by the light that is in this man. So kubaluleke kakhulu akungathi uma ngabe uzoqhamuka bathi ayi nangoko umcimbi wayibona ngabe sowuzothini, because even if you have to deliver a message, it should be with love. Noma ngabe kuthiwa uyakhuza mfundisi, you don't just ukuthi ugibele phezu kwamakhanda abantu, but people should be able to see in uthando lukaNkulunkulu, and which will draw them closer, not to you, but to God himself. Abantu mabanga sibaleke, kodwa ke mababone in the radiant of Christ, our Lord and Savior, uthi Jesu, nina ngokukhanya kwezwe. So, as the followers, singama disciples ka Christu Jesu, we should be there and bring light into the world, not darkness. This speaks of the people love abandon. The light will only come upon you, as Isaiah Asho. It will come upon you when you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then you are risen in what? Into the newness of life which is in Christ. UChristu ubonakala ngani? Ngothando, ngobumnene, nangakho konke. What are these qualities? The fruit of the Spirit. That is what resonates Christ himself. So the wisdom of God, which is Christ, it should be seen in us. In the way we speak, in the way we do things. Abantwana abancane bebahlabelela lapho Sunday school, bathi makubonakala uChristu ngendlela engihamba ngayo, basho bawalk. Ngendlela engikhuluma ngayo, bathi minwe. So who do we resonate? Do people see Christ? or do they see us? Or do babona umfundisi? Abantu mabakhohle nangokuthi ungumfundisi but babona ukuthi azi uNkulunkulu wakhuluma nami. Even if they can forget ukuthi wakhuluma nami through uRay, but they must remember the message that God spoke to them.
Absolutely.
Because that is what is important.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, touching base on this, the issue here is the issue of radiating Christ. What kind of light do you project? What kind of light do you project? And today, when we look at ourselves, what kind of light do we project? We're busy fighting against one another, swearing and cursing each other on Facebook and all those things. What kind of light are we projecting? Let's hear what you say. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 and drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. That's 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Okay. Let me see. All right. Elmon. Hi, Elmon. Tell me what you want to say, Elmon. You can't just say hi. You know, you can't just say hi just like that. Tell me what you want to say, what you want to bring across.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.